Blog Talk Radio.
Two, yeah, but just in case I don't make it, tell them about Black Plight Jacob. It goes cloud by day, fire by night. What the heathens know about Black Plight? The books were open, the judges just in the right. What the heathens know about Black Plight? Lucifer trying to sit high as a satellite. What the heathens know about Black Plight? They say a big boom created all life. What the heathens know about Black Plight? They try to change time, sun, day, in the night. What the heathens know about Black Plight? They say y'all son is named J. Christ. What the heathens know about Black Plight? The scriptures got a black, but the pictures paint us white. What the heathens know about Black Plight? They took Israel and switched them to Ishmaelites. Now you know they don't know about Black
Plight. Let's see what we can learn here. And we're going to see if this is the truth, because if it is the truth, it's consistent with the words of the Most High. Because that's how we learn what truth is.
Hallelujah. All praises to the mighty Yahweh, the King of the Kings, the Elohim of Elohims, the Creator, the Almighty Power, and the Elohim of Israel, and the only Savior of Israel and the world. Hallelujah. Welcome to the Black Plight Radio Show. I am your host, Morey Isha Yisrael, of the House of Yisrael of Cincinnati, bringing you the Black Plight Radio Show on blogtalkradio.com/House of Yisrael ATL. And we are blessed to be able to bring another program to you all this night to glorify the mighty Elohim. And we're going to speak about a wonderful and very intriguing topic. And the topic is, who will be found written in the book of life? Everybody wants to know how to make it to paradise. Well, we will expose the truth tonight. How and who will be written in the book of Yahweh's deliverance, the book of life. But before we get there to that topic, we're going to play Questions by Elia Yisrael. Hallelujah.
Tell me, would you die for the cause? Are you willing to stone a man if it breaks the laws? Would you brawl, knuckle up if you had to? Lift your voice regardless if they feel mad at you. Would you ride, would you strive, would you hold it up? Praise God for we always overrun my cup. Will you put yourself in danger to give God a praise? Will you handle through the struggle in these last days? In that day, will you be ashamed of where you be? Run the home free, or do you even want to leave? Do you got doubt, do you have any faith? Many forsake, but for real, it's a common case. Will you stand or will you fall? Tell me, are you scared? Waiting till the last minute, or are you prepared? Will you turn the other cheek, or are you a soldier? Will you change your life, bro, before it's over?
I got questions, questions. Do you fear Yahweh the Most High?
Proud? Was your proud on the wicked? Was your break them down? Was your Levi and Simeon in the whole town? Do your word, do your stand, have the standard? Yahweh's laws is the light like a candle. Can you handle the stress? Which you can you wait? Do your work
or do you rest on the Sabbath day? Do you wish that we wasn't so rebellious? Many people in despair till they're helpless, so selfish. Do you meditate here? The laws day and night, it's a wicked world, man. Do you fight or tell me would you back down? If they say in your life, would you bow down? Would you bow down?
I got questions, questions. Do you fear Yahweh the Most High? Ooh, I got questions, questions. Will you push your life on the line? Ooh, 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 I got questions, questions. Do you fear Yahweh the Most High?
All praises to the mighty Yahweh, the King of Kings. Hallelujah. Welcome back to the Black Plight Radio Show. I am your host, Isha Israel. I'm the Moray of the House of Israel of Cincinnati. And we're blessed in praising the Most High that we're able to bring to you again the Black Plight Radio Show. Here on blogtalkradio.com/House of Israel AT. And we're asking the question today, tonight. Who will be found written in the book of life, the book that will grant you entrance into Yahweh's kingdom? And we're going to praise the Most High for allowing us to be revealed these messages, the truth that Yahweh has in his scriptures. In this time and in our generation, Yahweh sent his prophet, Moray Elisha Yisrael, to teach the masses of his nation the truth so that we may be able to know how to walk in the true ways of Yahweh. Many, many, many people have came in the name of many deities, all found to be false gods. But because Yahweh loves his people, he said he will send his messengers so that we will know the truth. And Yahweh will continue and is continuing to send his messengers. And we learned the truth from Moray Elisha Yisrael from the House of Israel, Cincinnati, Yahweh's servant. Praise Yah. And we continue on to bring that same message of truth in the name of Yahweh. So, to go on and answer our question and see if the scriptures reveal who exactly will make it home, who exactly will be found written in the book, let's go to the book of Daniel. Go and get a holy scriptures, the scriptures of truth, and let's begin to examine the words of our Creator and the testimonies that our ancestors left in the name of the Most High. In the book of Daniel, the 12th chapter, it starts reading in the first verse by saying, "And at that time shall Michael stand up, the great prince which standeth for the children of thy people. And there shall be a time of trouble, such as never was since there was a nation, even to that same time. And at that time Your people shall be delivered. Every one that shall be found written in the book. And that is the question we are asking tonight. Who are the people that are going to be delivered, that are going to be found written in the book? We need to know this because many of the children of Israel today have the feeling as if they're all holy and sanctified and all set apart by the Creator, and that they all display the qualities of a saint, and that they're all walking with Yahweh, or some of them call them various other names, but every Israelite thinks that they're walking with the Creator. And all the Christians think they're walking with the Creator, and so on and so forth. So, who is going to be found written in this book? How do you become one of the elect of the Creator? Let's read the second verse and see if we get any idea. In Daniel 12 and 2, "And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to everlasting shame and contempt. And they that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever." So we have a clue as to what type of people will have everlasting life and shining as the stars of heaven, those that are wise and righteous. Well, let's see. How does the scriptures define wisdom and righteousness? Go to the book of Proverbs, the 9th chapter in the 10th verse, and we'll have a scripture that lets us know what wisdom is, since the ones that are wise will be able to turn many to righteousness so they can shine as the stars of heaven forever. Proverbs, the 9th chapter, the 10th verse states, "The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of wisdom, and the knowledge of the holy is understanding." Hallelujah. We see here that you have to fear Yahweh, the Most High. It doesn't say the fear of JC. It doesn't say the fear of ALLAH or the fear of whatever other deity you know are people to serve, but the fear of the only Creator, Yahweh. That's the beginning of wisdom. That is how one is wise. Let's see if we can back this testament up with a second witness in Psalms 111, verse 10. It states, "The fear of Yahweh, that is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever." Hallelujah. Again, it is the fear of the great Creator, Yahweh, that makes you wise. And we see that you have to know his commandments to be understanding. And the fear of Yahweh is the doing of his commandments. That's how you show you fear the Creator, by keeping his law. Also, the scripture in Daniel said you have to be righteous. What's righteousness? The answer is simple. It's in Deuteronomy, the 12th chapter, I believe. We want Deuteronomy, the 6th chapter, verse 24. And it states in Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 24, "And Yahweh commanded us to do all these statutes, to fear Yahweh our Elohim for our good always, that he might preserve us alive as it is at this day. And it shall be our righteousness if we observe to do all these commandments before Yahweh our Elohim as he has commanded us." Hallelujah. This here is righteousness. This is what is right. Keeping the doing of the commandments of Yahweh our Elohim. So these are some of the qualities that mark somebody that is able to be found written in the book, because Yahweh said there will be a time of trouble such as never seen before amongst our people. And then those that will be delivered out of this trouble, and that time of trouble, my people, is now and upon us. The way to be delivered out of this trouble is to be righteous, wise, and understanding. But we can't just say just be righteous, wise, and understanding. We have to get great understanding about what that really means. Look in the book of Psalms, the 15th chapter, or the 15th division, and we'll see what it states here. Psalms 15, start at the first verse, where it reads, "Yahweh, who shall abide in thy tabernacle? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill?" This is what we're asking. Who's going to make it to Jerusalem? Who's going to make it home? Who's going to be found written in the book? Who shall dwell in thy holy hill? Here's your answer. Verse 2, Psalms 15. "He that walks uprightly and works righteousness and speaks the truth in his heart. He that backbiteth not with his tongue, nor doeth evil to his neighbor, nor taketh up a reproach against his neighbor, in whose eyes a vile person is contemned, but he honors him or them that fear Yahweh. He that sweareth to his own hurt and changes not, he that putteth not out his money to usury interest, is his reward against the innocent. He that doeth these things shall never be moved." Hallelujah. Those are some great qualities to have, and they explain what righteousness looks like. How many of us right now can say that we exhibit this? We exhibit what this scripture just read, Psalms 15. How many of us could say that we speak the truth in our heart all the time? That we don't backbite with our tongue, that we don't do any evil against our neighbor, that we haven't taken up or don't take up reproaches against our neighbor, that we contemn the vile, and that we honor all them that fear Yahweh. How many of us swear to our own hurt and don't change from it? How many of us doesn't charge our people interest? How many of us doesn't take reward against the innocent. There's a lot of us, including myself, including all of Israel, that does not walk as this psalm says. But that's okay, because we need to learn how we're to walk so we can be as this. And maybe there is some of you out there that does all this to a perfection. And praise the mighty Yah if you do. But that is another great indicator of who's going to make it and who's going to be found written in the book. Now, we know we have a large population of people that serve graven images. Those of us who know the Creator are aware that a graven image is a figurine made by the hands of man that people worship, crosses, statues. They're idol worshipers. Many of our people are trapped in Christianity and believe that it's the way, the truth, and the light. And they're serving a man who they believe has died for their sins. But Yahweh speaks against Christianity. Yahweh speaks against the servitude of another man. Yahweh does not want his people doing these atrocious acts. But Yahweh wants you to serve only him. And if we're to be found written in the book, if we're to be delivered in these great times of trouble, if we're to make it to Yahweh's holy mountain, idolatry must be extinguished. Look in Psalms 115, and it states in Psalms 115, verse 1, "Not unto us, O Yahweh, not unto us, but to thy name we give the glory, for thy mercy and thy truth's sake. Wherefore should the heathen say, where is now their Elohim? But our Elohim is in the heavens. He has done whatsoever he pleaseth. Their idols are silver and gold, the work of men's hands." This JC you serve, this hippie on a stick, has mouths, but it doesn't say a word to you. It has eyes, but it can't see you. Ears, but he can't hear you. And he has a nose, but he can't smell. He has hands, but he can't handle you. He has feet, but he can't walk towards you. Neither speak there through their throat. They that make them, listen to this, my people, if you make them, you are like unto them. So is everyone that trusteth in them. If you trust in this idol, you might as well be a stiff statue, not moving, and having to be carried along by those that know where to go or where they want you to go. Well, I warn my people this night that they don't serve any idol, especially the Christ of the New Testament, JC, the false God, the fake God, the erroneous God, a no God. Yahweh is the only Elohim. So how else do we be found written in the book? We don't serve JC, and I'm going to put some more emphasis on that right now. Go to Genesis, the 17th chapter, in the 8th verse. And here it states in Genesis 17, verse 8, "And I will give to you," speaking to Abraham, "and to your seed after you, the land wherein you are a stranger, all the land of Canaan, for an everlasting possession, and I will be their Elohim. And Elohim said unto Abraham, you shall keep my covenant, therefore, you and your seed after you in their generations. This is my covenant that you shall keep between me and you and your seed after you. Every man child amongst you shall be circumcised. This lets you know that if you want to show and prove that Yahweh is your Elohim and that the land that the Edomites and the Ashkenazis and the Sephardics and all these foreign and heathen people claim is theirs is your land, and that Yahweh is your Elohim, you must be circumcised. And what in the world does the Christian book let you know? They want you to know that you shouldn't be circumcised, and they also want you to have somebody before Yahweh. Yahweh said, this is how you show that he is your Elohim. Well, look in the book of Galatians, the 5th chapter, because they, the slave masters, they want you to have a different Elohim other than Yahweh. They don't want you to serve the Creator. But my people, Yahweh wants you to serve him. So look in Galatians, the 5th chapter, and the 2nd verse. It states, behold, I, Paul, say unto you, that if you be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. Praise Yah. Let's read that again. Behold, I, Paul, say unto you, that if you be circumcised, Christ shall profit you nothing. For I testify again to every man that is circumcised that he is a debtor to do the whole law. Christ has become of no effect to you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law are fallen from grace. I guess the grace of Christ, because the grace of Yahweh is contingent on being circumcised. But if you want to be in the house of Christ, then don't be circumcised. You see how they don't want you to have Yahweh as your Elohim? They want you to have another man as your Elohim. They're letting you know if you're circumcised, Christ is no power for you. There's no power in Christ if you're circumcised. And also, if you're circumcised, you might as well forget this scripture also in Philippians, the 2nd chapter, the 8th verse. Hold on a minute and listen to this. Because if you're circumcised, Christ is no effect unto you. And also, in Philippians, the 2nd chapter, the 8th verse, it says, and being found in the fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death. Cross. Wherefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. Every name, even Yahweh. That at that same name, JC, every knee shall bow of things in heaven and in the earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that JC is the master to the glory of God the Father. Well, if you're circumcised, Christ is no effect unto you. Christ shall profit you nothing, and this won't help you at all. Because if you're circumcised, you must do the whole law, as Yahweh stated. And if you're circumcised, then you're showing that Yahweh is your Elohim. And he and we are his people. But if you're not circumcised, then you're showing that Christ is your Elohim and you're Christ people. Who's going to be written in the book? The circumcised or the uncircumcised? Let's find out who is going to make it in the great holy land of Yahweh, the circumcised or the uncircumcised. Go to Ezekiel, the 44th chapter, and we'll find out the truth. This is what you won't learn in church. Tell your friends, tell your mothers and your fathers, your grandparents, tell your pastors, tell your cousins, tell your coworkers. Let them know. You just found out that the uncircumcised will not make it in the land. Ezekiel, the 44th chapter. Let's start reading in the 5th verse where it states, "And Yahweh said to me, Son of man, mark well and behold with your eyes, and hear with your ears all that I say unto you concerning the ordinances of the house of Yahweh and all the laws thereof, and mark well the entering of the house with every going forth of the sanctuary. And you shall say to the rebellious, even to the house of Israel, thus saith the Master Yahweh Elohim, O ye house of Israel, let it suffice you of all your abominations, and that you have brought into my sanctuary strangers, uncircumcised in heart and uncircumcised in flesh, to be in my sanctuary, to pollute it, even into my house, when you offer my bread, the fat and the blood, and they have broken my covenant because of all your abominations. And ye have not kept the charge of my holy things, but ye have not kept, but ye have set keepers of my charge in my sanctuary for yourselves. Thus saith Yahweh Elohim, no stranger, uncircumcised in heart, nor uncircumcised in flesh, shall enter into my sanctuary of any stranger that is among the children of Israel." Hallelujah. Well, my people, nobody shall enter into the house of Yah that's uncircumcised. Look what Yahweh says about coming into the land, and you think you're going to make it in there if you're serving JC, if you think JC is the one. You're not getting in if you're circumcised. You're not going to be with JC, I should say, if you're circumcised. And if you're uncircumcised in heart because you still want to be attached to JC, and you're uncircumcised in heart and you think that Yeshua, Yehoshua, Hawashai, Christ of the New Testament, if you think that he is your Savior, that he is your Redeemer, that he is your Deliverer, that he is your Mashiach, then you, my people, and any people are wrong, and Yahweh is going to correct you right now. Deuteronomy, the 24th chapter, the 16th verse, states in a very clear and precise manner, "The fathers shall not be put to death for the children, neither shall the children be put to death for the fathers. Every man shall be put to death for his own sin." I repeat, the fathers shall not be put to death for the children, neither shall the children be put to death for the fathers. But every man shall be put to death for his own sin. That means no man can die for the sins of another man. Your son can't even die for you. But if you feel that this is an error, Whose words will you believe? This is what you've been taught. You've been taught that Christ died for your sins. The preachers and the pastors and the pimps and the begging bishops get their teachings here in Romans, the 8th chapter, the 31st verse. It states, Romans, the 8th chapter, verse 31, what shall we then say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? And that's that saying. If God is with you, who could be against you? Right? Well, let's see. He that spared not his own son, but delivered him all. So he's saying, God delivered his own son for us all. How shall he not with him also freely give us all things? So basically, God's going to give you all things if you're with his son. Who shall lay anything to the charge of God's elect? It is God that justifies. Who is he that condemns? It is Christ that died. Yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for your sake we are killed all day long. We are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. He's trying to let you know that Christ, he died for you and is making intercession for you. And this is supposed to be the firstborn of the Son of God that died for you. But Yahweh said, no man can die for your sin. Question was asked in the book of Micah. The prophet asked the Almighty this question here in the book of Micah. Let's get to it. The 6th chapter. We're going to start reading at around the 8th verse of the book of Micah, chapter 6, verse 8. I believe I want Micah 6, verse 8. Let me make sure. Yes, Micah, the 6th chapter. The 8th verse, it states here, verse 6, I'm sorry. Wherewith shall I come before Yahweh? How am I going to come before the Creator? And bow myself before the High Elohim? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings and with calves of a year old? Will Yahweh be pleased with thousands of rams or with the 10,000 rivers of oil? Shall I give my firstborn for the transgression, for my transgression, the fruit of my body, for the sin of my soul? He has showed you, O man, what is good, and what does Yahweh require of thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with thy Elohim. He didn't want you to give up your firstborn. Why would he give up his firstborn? Why would he do that? He's never allow that. And Yisrael is the firstborn of Yahweh. And we have not died for the sins of the world. We're not being hung on crosses for the sins of the earth. That's not what's going on with you and I. But you will see this lie that another man can die for your sins. This lie is again repeated in 1 Peter. Check it out. Let's see what he's saying. 1 Peter, the 3rd chapter, And it states here in the 15th verse, but sanctify the Lord God in your hearts, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the hope that is in you with meekness and fear, having a good conscience, that whereas they speak evil of you, as of evildoers, that may be ashamed that falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. For it is better, if the will of God be so, that you suffer for well-doing than for evil-doing. For Christ has once suffered for our sins, or for sins, the just for the unjust, that he might bring us to God, being put to death in the flesh, but quickened by the Spirit. Again, the New Testament is telling you another man has been put to death for your sins. And this is a lie. And if you and I attach ourselves in any way, shape, or form to this lie, then we will not be found written in the book. That is not what Yahweh stated. He never, ever gave any scripture throughout the Holy Scriptures that give us the reason to believe that you must believe in Christ to be found written in the book. The number is 323-443-7418. Call right now and show us where that is at if you believe that I am in error. 323-443-7418. If you can show where the Christ of the New Testament died for the world, where Yahweh stated that this is the firstborn son of the Most High, and he has died for our sins, and by his sacrifice, we are now able to be saved, and we don't have to do these laws as the preachers teach, because what I'm saying to you, that is a lie, that is not the truth, and Yahweh will not let any Christian in his land. Not one Christian, not one Christian will make it or be found written in the book. Not one Israelite that serves Christ, Yeshua, Yahawashi, whatever you call him, will not be found written in the book. Not one Israelite that serves JC at all. Not one man, woman, or child that kisses the graven image of Christ and bows to the false deity will ever make it in the land or be found written in the book. Not one idolater will make it. But if you could show us where the Christians are going to make it because they serve Christ, I would love to see that. Because don't you know that JC even told you who is going to have salvation? The Christ of the New Testament even told you who is going to have salvation. And even in the book of Revelations, it lets you know who is going to make it into the land. Who are you not to destroy? Who is to be saved? Who is to make it home in the land, written in the book? And never has it mentioned that a Christian will make it. Not once. I want to see it if you have it. Please, 323-443-7418 is the number. Call us and let us know where that scripture is. But until we have that caller, I'm going to ask this question. Will swine eaters be found written in the book? Will shrimp eaters be found written in the book? Will lobster and crab and calamari eaters be found written in the book? Will camel eaters be found written in the book? Those that eat wolves and rats and cats be found written in the book? All of the people that are eating scallops and shrimp scampi and mussels and clams, crab cakes, all that stuff. You're going to be found written in the book? Let's see what Yahweh says. Isaiah the 66th chapter, the 15th verse, it reads, "For behold, Yahweh will come with fire and with his chariots like a whirlwind to render his anger with fury and his rebuke with flames of fire. For by fire and by his sword will Yahweh plead with all, and the slain of Yahweh shall be many. They that sanctify themselves and purify themselves in the gardens behind one tree, in the midst eating the swine's flesh and the abomination and the mouse, shall be consumed together, saith Yahweh." That will be the judgment for all the bacon cheeseburger eaters, for all the catfish, catfish every Friday, Catholic catfish eaters. You will not make it in the book. It won't happen, because Yahweh already told us, do not touch of these abominable items. This is all about keeping the law. The law of Yah has already told us, do not eat swine's flesh. Do not eat mice. Do not eat rats and cats and dogs and crabs and lobsters and shrimps, and catfish, owls. Don't eat these things. If you do, and if you continue to do so, and do not return to the law of the Creator, then you won't be found written in the book. Who else? We have all kind of indicators to show us the ones that are going to be written in the book and the ones that aren't going to be written in the book. The ones that will make it home and the ones that will not make it home. In Isaiah, the 43rd chapter. Start reading here in Isaiah 43. It says in Isaiah 43, verse 5, "Fear not, for I am with you. I will bring your seed from the east and gather you from the west. I will say to the north, give up, and to the south, keep not back. Bring my sons from far and my daughters from the ends of the earth, even everyone that is called by my name. For I have created him for my glory. I have formed him, yea, I have made him." Who was made for Yah's glory? Let's find out in Isaiah 49 and 3. "Because those that are called by Yah's name, that was made for his glory, he's coming to get." Isaiah 49 and 3 lets us know this. "He said unto me, you're my servant, O Yisrael, in whom I will be glorified." Israel is made for Yah's glory. Go to Ezekiel, the 36th chapter. around the 23rd verse, 36 verse 23. Started verse 21. But I had pity for my holy name, which the house of Yisrael had profaned among the heathen, whither they went. Therefore say to the house of Yisrael, thus saith Yahweh Elohim, I do not make O house of Yisrael, but for my holy name's sake, which ye have profaned among the heathen where you went. And I will sanctify my great name, which was profaned among the heathen, which you have profaned in the midst of them. And the heathen shall know that I am Yahweh, saith Yahweh Elohim, when I shall be sanctified before their eyes. You're made for Yah's glory. He's going to glorify himself through Israel. There's no place here. Uncle Al, the Islamic deity, A-L-L-A-H, has no place here. J-C has no place. No deities of Egypt, no deities of any place on the earth has any position with the Creator. So it makes no sense and it profits you nothing that you're being servitude to an idol when Yahweh said he will not any of you and any of us that are serving false deities. Back in Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, he said furthermore, in the 8th verse, no, we were done with Isaiah 43. We were done there. We want to show you now where even the New Testament had to admit to the truth. If you're not of the seed of Israel, no chance. No chance at all of making it home if you're not of the seed of Israel. And if you're not of the seed of Israel and you're not doing what the Israelites are doing, then you're not going to make it. Because salvation is with Yisrael. Go to Satan John, the 4th chapter. Start reading in the 21st verse. JC says to her, hour comes when you shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship ye know not what. You're telling this woman. Don't know if this woman is a Baptist, a Methodist, Episcopalian, a Jehovah Witness, a Seventh-day Adventist, a Pentecostal. Whatever she is, but whatever she is, ye worship what ye know not what. For we know what we worship, and he included himself, letting you know that this man that the world is worshiping, worships something. What it look like? What that look like, my people? Worshiping somebody that worships somebody else. Is that sensible? To worship somebody that worships somebody else. We got people that worship Haile Selassie. Well, he worshiped Christ, and Christ worshiped somebody else. And who did he worship? It says, ye know what ye worship, not what. But we know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews, the Yehudim, the children of Israel. But the hour cometh, and now is, shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father, not us, not the Trinity, not me, but the Father seeketh such to worship him. So the Christ said, I don't know what these people are talking about when they start calling me. I never told them to worship me. I told him, if you want to be saved, if you want to be found written in the book, then you got to worship as the children of Israel. Because the word Jew wasn't there. It was Yehuda Dean, the people of Yehuda, the true worshipers. And Christ furthermore lets you know in Matthew the 7th chapter that when it's time for judgment day to come, as we read about in Daniel, that he's not going to know who you are. This Israelite called Yeshua ben Yosef, the son of Joseph, son of Mary, or Miriam, he is going to let you know at the time of the raising of everybody, he don't know what you're talking about. In Matthew, the 7th chapter, the 21st verse, reads, "Not everyone that saith to me, Master, Master, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven." He calling him master. "But he that doeth the will of my Father." You got to do the will of Yahweh. And what is the will of Yahweh? That's why we established it in the beginning of the program. We laid the foundation in the beginning of the program. That's why it's important to listen from the beginning to the end, so it all comes into one meaning. In the beginning of the program, we let the earth know that the laws is our righteousness. And the laws being of them and the doing of the law is the will of Yah. So, my Father which is in heaven. Verse 22, "Many will say to me in that day, Master, Master, have we not prophesied in thy name?" And you have all kind of false prophets today saying that Christ spoke to them. Paul is written to say Paul, Christ spoke to Paul. All kind of men and women, Christ is speaking to them. And they're false prophets because he's saying, "Have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have we not cast out devils? Have we done many wonderful works, built monuments and cathedrals, hospitals and football fields, schools and towns, churches and buildings, all kind of works, all kind of grants and donations and organizations and all kind of movements, hunger drives, food drives, thrift stores, car drives, all kind of computer drives, whatever it is that you could give away, they've done in the name of Christ. Whatever kind of hospital you can build, they've done. Food drives, they've done in the name of Christ. Sock giveaways and housing giveaways and prayer lists and just anything you could think of to give to people, they have done in the name of Christ. They have done all these great works, and they have done exorcisms, prayed over people to cast out these demons, and all this work for the past 4,000 years or 2,000 years. What does Christ say about it? Are you going to be found written and acknowledge you? Because it said in Daniel, the 12th chapter, "Many of them shall raise up out of the dust of the earth, some to everlasting life and some to everlasting shame and contempt." Everybody's going to be judged. And the person that they made this Christ out of, he's going to be there. He's going to be amongst the children of Israel. This man that might have spoke a few good words of wisdom that they made this big character out of, he's going to be standing there. Ain't you the Christ? Ain't you Yeshua ben Yosef, the son of Joseph, the son of Mary? Aren't you the one we heard about? And he's going to say, after he said all this stuff to him, "And then I will profess unto them," in verse 23 of Matthew the 7th chapter, "And then I will profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. What? What? Are you telling me my mother is not going to be my father, my sister, my cousins, my children, my friends, everybody I went to church with? We're not going to make it. Christ told us to get away from him. Didn't it just say, didn't Paul just say everybody going to bow to him? While everybody bowing to him, he's going to be like, y'all need to get away from me. You're working iniquity. Because this is not what thus saith Yahweh. But what is this right here in the book of Isaiah, the 43rd chapter, the 10th verse. And this is for the Israelites. This is for the servants of Yahweh. This will be and is and forever will be the statement that the children of Yahweh will make and will always make and will testify to the earth and let all the children of the world know. How you know have the opportunity to be written in the book. If you can be witnessing to this here in Isaiah 43 and 10. Ye are my witnesses, saith Yahweh. That's whose witnesses we are. This is not the words of Paul, Christ, the Muslim deity, or any other false god, but the words of Yahweh, and says, you are my witnesses, saith Yahweh, and my servant, that ye may know and believe me and understand. And how do you have this good understanding? By keeping the commandments. That I am he. Before me there was no Elohim form, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am Yahweh, and besides me there is no Savior. So how will our people be delivered? By following after JC in their heart? Or wait? Well, of course, following the Creator. This is who's going to be found written in the book. And I'll show you another scripture, and then we're going to get to our callers. So if you have any comments or any questions, the number is 323-443-7418. Go to the book of Malachi, the 3rd chapter, the 16th verse, where it states, then they that feared Yahweh spoke often one to another. As we said in the beginning of our program, the wise will shine as the stars of heaven forever and ever. And how do you be wise? By the fear of Yahweh. And those that feared Yahweh spoke often one to another, and Yahweh hearkened to it and heard it. He heard the upright conversation of the great Creator. He heard it. And what did he do? Those that spoke often one to another, because they feared Yahweh, and a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared Yahweh and that thought upon his name, not the name of Christ, not the name of the deity of the Muslims, not the name of the Buddhist deity, not the name of any other deity, only the name of Yahweh. This is who is written in the book. These are the ones that are found written in the book. the ones that fear Yahweh, that tremble at his word, that walk in his ways, to fear him. And he said a book of remembrance was written before him for them that feared Yahweh and that thought upon his name, and they shall be mine, saith Yahweh of hosts, in that day when I'm, and I will spare them. They're going to be delivered. They're going to be saved. They're going to have salvation. I will spare them as a man spareth his own son that serves him. Then shall ye return and discern between the righteous and the wicked, between him that serveth Elohim and him that serveth him not. Hallelujah. The Almighty Yahweh has let us know clear and concisely and precisely are to be found written in the book by being his servant, his son and daughter, his people, by keeping the law. And you gotta what? Speak often one to another. If you fear Yahweh, we won't have none of these bickerings and infightings and divisions, because we'll fear the Almighty. In this message, Yahweh's servants. Yahweh gave us this message to speak and to tell the truth. And we speak Yahweh's word because it is said that he who hath a dream, let him dream, but he that hath Yahweh's word, let him speak my word faithfully. Don't be afraid of their faces. Yahweh is one, and there is none else. Hallelujah. Would like to make a comment, or has a question, or would like to show us where I'm wrong about what I've read and spoke about, the number is 323-443-7418. And if you're on the line, you can press 1 now, and we will come to you to hear your comments or questions. If you would like to confirm the words that are written in the book of Yahweh, you can do that now. Or if you would like to rebuttal the words that I've said, 323-443-7418. And we have a caller, and we're going to our caller right now. Shalom, you're on the air.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Yes, this is Hadiya. And
praise,
I just want to say, this was a wonderful, dynamic teaching, especially this evening, on the preparation evening. Praise the mighty Yah.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah.
It's really,
your phone is breaking up, sister.
Okay. Well, I enjoyed it, and I just wanted to say hallelujah. I confirm what you're saying every word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yahweh. Thank you for your call. Hallelujah. If anybody else would like to call in and make a statement, have a question, if you have any to answer your questions. And some of you all might wonder why every time I'm on the air, I'm always saying we. I'm saying we because I am not the only one speaking these words. I'm not the only one delivering these teachings. I'm not the only one standing up for the Creator. I walk with brothers and sisters of the house of Israel, and we all walk with the Almighty, or attempt to walk. And we will deliver these words to the earth. These teachings that Yahweh has given us are not our own. So I include my people that I know represent the Creator, and especially the fellow Morays have all been taught directly by Yahweh's prophet, Moray Elisha, around the country. We speak this truth. And if you want to continue to hear this truth, say on the Shabbat day, treat for you now. Now you will be able to hear the word of Yahweh go forth from Yahweh's servants on the Sabbath day from more than one city. Let me take you to a scripture. In Isaiah, the 62nd chapter. And it says, in Isaiah 62, and I'm still taking callers, just press 1 if you're on the line, but 6th verse, it states, I have set watchmen upon your walls, O Jerusalem, which shall never hold their peace, day nor night. Thou or you that make mention of the name of Yahweh, keep not silence and give him no rest till he establish, until he make Jerusalem a praise in the earth. In Yah's watchmen, we are doing. Hold our peace. We will not keep our silence about the great truth that Yahweh has. Also look in Isaiah, the 51st chapter, in around the 6th verse. It states here, no, not around the 6th verse. Isaiah 51, or do I want 52? Yes, Isaiah 52, I believe. I lost my place. I want Isaiah, the 51st chapter, where it says in verse, I'm sorry for the delay. I lost my space. Here we are. Isaiah, the 52nd chapter, verse 11. It says, depart ye, go out from thence, touch no unclean to her and be ye clean. For you shall not go out in haste nor by flight, but for Yahweh will go before you, and the Elohim of Israel will be your rearward. Behold, my servant shall deal prudently and shall be exalted and extolled very high. As many were astonished at his visage, so was he marred more than any man in his form, more than the sons of man. So shall he sprinkle many nations. The kings shall shut their mouths at him. For that which had not been told to them, they shall see. And that consider, hallelujah, and that is what is going on now. We are letting Yahweh go before us. We're departing from this evil, and his servants are proclaiming the truth that you have not heard before, that the earth has not known, because they have been in darkness, in the people, gross darkness. So we're going to be able to lift up Yah's word on the Sabbath day in cities from Ohio, Cincinnati, Raleigh, North Carolina, and Atlanta, Georgia. And I'm going to tell you more about that after I go to our caller, 704 area code. Shalom, you're on the air.
Shalom, brother.
Shalom, brother.
I have a question. It's not really on the topic, but do you take questions that, you know, that's not about your lesson?
Yes.
Okay, my name is Josh, and I have a question about what Messianic Israelites teach. They say that Hispanics and Native Americans are Israelites, and they use Deuteronomy 33:17
yes.
and 2 Ezra to, you know, to get that point across. Is that true? Are they Israelites?
You're asking, are Hispanics and Native Americans Israelites?
Yes.
Well, I cannot say that there is no Hispanic that is not an Israelite, and I cannot say that there is no what they call a Native American that is not an Israelite. But from the teachings of the Messianic Israelites, the people that teach that, they teach that all the Native Americans, they teach that they came over here years ago, and they've been here for a very long time, and they teach that these people are the children of Israel, the tribes, the various different tribes, and they have a chart that explains who the different tribes are, like the people from Dominican Republic, Puerto Rico, and all these other countries, Mexico. And I can say that those charts are in great error, and I can say that those teachings are in great error. But I cannot say every Native American is not an Israelite, because many of our people went to escape into the Native American nations from slavery, and they took them in, and various of our people were even enslaved by Native Americans. Also, there are various black nations in the Hispanic-speaking countries in the Caribbean and in Central America, such as Honduras, Central America, Mexico, that are what you would call Hispanics, and that are the children of Israel. So,
okay, so
no, their teachings are in great error.
Okay, so as far as them saying that the ten tribes came to the Western Hemisphere under, I believe they say, the Assyrian captivity or something like that. Is that true? I understand what you're saying about, you know, we have brothers and sisters in certain Latin countries and things like that, but as far as the 10 tribes being Native Americans and Hispanics and things like that, is that an error? Is that wrong to say that? I don't believe that, but I was just wanting your opinion.
Say that. Ask that again, please.
Okay, as far as them saying that the 10 tribes came to America, North, South, and Central America during the Assyrian captivity or after, that's what they teach. Is that wrong to, you know, to say that that the Native Americans and the Hispanics or were Israelites that came over here before the blacks came on slave ships? Is that wrong to say that they were Israelites, the 10 tribes that came over here?
Yes, yes. Yes,
okay.
Because the ten tribes did not come over here by way of an Assyrian captivity. That's to say that the most, if you look in the book of Deuteronomy, the 20th, states in Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter, the 64th verse, and Yahweh shall scatter you among all people, from the one end of the earth even to the other. And there you shall serve other gods, which neither you nor your fathers have known, even wood and stone. So, and then it says in verse 65, and among these nations you shall find no ease, neither shall the sole of your foot have rest. And the Native Americans were not oppressed until the white man came over here. The Native Americans and everybody, these nations over here that oppressed, and not under the yoke of the heathens or the Gentiles until they came over here and started to oppress them and kill them and subjugate them. And they didn't come over. They were over here free and independent without the type of oppression that this is letting us know. And we cannot say that all the children of Israel are on one side of the earth, because Yahweh said that we will be scattered all over the earth. So the various captivities that the children of them all over the earth, and not just to one hemisphere, we're in various places. And that's why it states, I'll show you where Yahweh says a lot of the 10 tribes, what they call the 10 tribes are. If you look in Isaiah, the 11th chapter.
Okay.
Isaiah, the 11th chapter. And it starts reading at the 10th verse, where it says, "And in that day there shall be a root of Jesse, which shall stand for an ensign of the, and his rest shall be glorious. And it shall come to pass that in that day, that Yahweh shall set his hand again the second time to recover the remnant of his people, which shall be left from Assyria." They're left from Assyria because Assyria scattered them, and they're left from Egypt and from Pathros. So they're in the Assyrian nation, which is in Africa. They're in Egypt, which is in Africa. Pathros, which is in Africa. And Cush, which is in Africa. Elam, which is in India. And Shinar, which is in Africa. And from Hamath, which is in Africa. And from the... So you see, that's where you have many of the children of Israel, in Africa and in various other parts of the earth, but not just over here. The Native Americans, all the Native Americans are not Israelites, and many of the Native Americans are not Israelites, and all of the Hispanics are not Israelites, and many of them are not Israelites. All right?
Okay. That's my question. Thank you, brother. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. Praise Yah. Keep on listening, Brother Josh. Thank you for calling. Shalom, hallelujah, praise the mighty. You, where you can hear this great truth. Now we have, by the blessings of Yahweh, a website, a unified website. I don't know if you can find another Israelite website like this one. We have a unified website. It's called WorldGatheringYisrael.org. World Gathering Yisrael, Y-I-S-R-A-E. And if you go there on the Sabbath day, you can listen to the House of Israel of Cincinnati, the congregation that I teach at and teach from, on the Sabbath day. Go to that website and go to the button that says House of Israel of Cincinnati, and you'll see the option to listen to a live Sabbath broadcast. All you have to do is sign up with Paltalk, and it's free. It's just putting in a username and a password, give them your email, and you will be able to listen to our class, type in your questions, and it's completely beautiful. Tomorrow on the Sabbath day, House of Israel, Cincinnati, on worldgatheringisrael.org. But that's not it. You can also go to that same website and click on where it says House of Israel of North Carolina, Raleigh, North Carolina, live Sabbath broadcast, and listen to one of the great Morays, one of the founders of the Great Restoration of the Sacred Laws Conference, one of the founders of Atlanta, one of the great teachers in our nation, Moray Ishaya Ben Yisrael, teaching live on the Sabbath day from the House of Israel of Raleigh, North Carolina, and you can listen to his class just like you can listen to the House of Israel Cincinnati on worldgatheringyisrael.org. All you have to do is go to that site. And if you want to listen to the House of Israel of Atlanta, you can go to that site also and listen to them. If you just scroll and you'll see all the options to listen to the various teachings, which are, one, from various teachers from various cities, and read the scriptures. If you don't have a Bible, we have one provided for you on the website, and you can study. And if you want to go into concordance, we have it on there, and it's all there for your interactive purposes. www.worldgatheringyisrael.org. Tomorrow on the Shabbat day, be a pal PayPal. What's it called? Pal Talk. Excuse me, a Pal Talk member for free. No payment necessary, and you'll be able to listen to our class. And you don't even have to do Pal Talk to listen to Moray Elkanah in the House of Israel of Atlanta. Many of you already go there. Still get to his class from that site also, and you can see all of our classes, House of Israel of Jacksonville, Florida, House of Israel of Jackson, Mississippi, House of Israel of Atlanta, of Cincinnati, and House of Israel of Raleigh, North Carolina, all one congregation, one nation, glorifying the Almighty Yahweh. Hallelujah. Because Yahweh's watchmen, we speak in unison. And if you're not speaking in unison and you claim to be Yah's watchman, you might want to watch what you're saying. We're going to go to our next caller, and we only have 2 minutes left, but we have one more caller. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom, brother. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing excellent. I just want to call in and confirm the words you spoke faithfully this night regarding all that you said. And my comment is that the sooner the world understands that Psalm 147 is definitely being answered, and he provided so that Israel can give the people the answer. So there is nothing else. You've been tricked. You've been bamboozled. You've been run amok. There is nothing else that you can worship in context of who made the heavens and the earth and all that confusing talk the world has taught the people. Matter of fact, we know that's how they make it, is by making confusion based off the truth. But excellent in your presentation. You certainly did Yahweh righteously, and I just want to say hallelujah. And I look forward to being on the Shabbat, and like you told them, when the people start coming to Israel and come to the Shabbat day, you'll get your questions answered. You'll get the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Thank you, brother, for letting me share with you.
Praise Yah. Hallelujah. Thank you for your call. Praise the mighty Yah.
Hallelujah. Shalom. Praise the mighty Yah.
Praise the mighty Yah. And we got only about 17 or 16 seconds left, but we got one more caller. Everybody is listening live on the internet. They won't be able to hear this caller, but everybody that's on the phone will. But if you listen to the archive, you'll be able to hear him. But we're going to go to the caller because I want to hear what our caller has. Are you on the air? Shalom?
Hello. Shalom, brethren.
Shalom.
This is Brother Kedar from North Carolina.
Shalom, brother.
Shalom. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you loud and clear.
Yeah, I listen to you, and I think you're doing a good job enlightening our people, because a lot of the things that are being said is not true. For one of the things that I wanted to try to understand is, do you all believe in the New Testament, is my question. And if so, why, give me some, because one of the things, I do a lot of studying myself, and I've come across a lot of errors that are in the book, and so I just wanted to know what you thought about that.
All right. Praise Yahweh. No, we do not believe in the New Testament. We do not believe in the New Testament because Yahweh, the Creator, never spoke in the New Testament. He never spoke to anyone in the New Testament, nor gave anyone the permission to speak his name. And the New Testament teaches completely against the words of Yahweh. Yahweh teaches that you must, that you shouldn't be circumcised. Yahweh teaches that no one can die for your sins. The New Testament teaches that JC can die for your sins. Yahweh teaches that you shouldn't eat swine or any other abominable animal. The New Testament teaches that you should and can eat swine and all other type of abominable animals. Yahweh teaches that you must keep the holy Shabbat day, the Sabbath day, for it is a sign between the children of Israel and Yahweh. The New Testament teaches that you don't have to keep the holy day. Yahweh teaches that it is good for a man to be married with a wife. The New Testament teaches that you shouldn't be, that you should make sure you keep all the laws all the time. The New Testament teaches that you don't have to keep any of the laws no more at a time because Christ is supposedly died for you. Yahweh teaches that he is one and there is none else. The New Testament teaches you to worship another God. So we do not believe in the New Testament at all.
Okay. This is my last question. Okay. From my studying, I found, you know, errors in the Old Testament, and I don't believe that it should be called the Old Testament or the New Testament. I think it was given the name the Old Testament and New Testament by some deceptive minds, and basically I think it's the Gentiles that came into the book and started putting their own spin on the book in order to deceive us as a people, as a whole.
Well, brother, that's a great topic to speak on, and I would like to like you to call next week with that question. But we would like to explore that. Is there any errors in the words of the new, what you call the Old
Testament? Correct.
Yahweh, and we know that there are no errors in Yahweh's word. But we would love to review that. So if you call next week, brother, we will make sure we'll review and see if there are any errors in the word of Yahweh, which is called the Old Testament. All right?
Okay. Appreciate it.
All right.
It.
Praise Yah. Thank you for your call. Shalom. Praise the mighty Yahweh. And praise Yahweh for everybody that listened. And that was a good call. And we're going to do some good things out of that to find out if there are any errors in Yah's word. But until next week, Yahweh loves you very much. And so do we. worldgatheringyisrael.org, and there's all kind of great things for the Creator's people on that website. It's beautiful to find out the truth about Yah, and you can do it right there on the Sabbath and every day. Listen to archived teachings from the Black Plight Radio Show, Maury Elisha, Maury Ishaya, and many more teachers. Until next week, we love you. Praise the mighty Yahweh. Have a good night. And please have a good Shabbat tomorrow. Hallelujah. Shalom.